lower voices.
That's my big voice, William.
Fantasy football, backseat fantasy. Go ahead, man.
Take this. That's your intro? At least you use actual words, unlike your brother.
Yeah. Talking what while do you know Mario is gone.
This is me talking. All right, welcome, welcome, welcome in, everybody. Week 9, Flash Dynasty Fantasy Football Preview as Malachi Branham drills a 3. God damn it. This is for the real ones, bros. That's for the real ones.
I thought we were on a fucking fantasy football
podcast. Yeah, well, you thought wrong.
Yeah.
You know, Isaac would be on my side. Gum.
Isaac was cracking me up earlier, just for, like, throwing random hate.
Oh, yeah, chat. What the fuck? And he's like,
I'm sorry, I didn't know everyone woke up pussies today. It's like Eastbound and Down lines.
Is he out drinking? Is he traveling drinking somewhere? Because if he is, him. I'll send him a trade right now.
No, I think he's just angry.
He's pissed off at the world.
Unhinged.
Anyway, full squad again, back for round 2, back to give full advice on a very, very important division match week, tier match, whatever you want to call it. So all these teams have already seen each other before, seeing each other for the second and final time of the season. We got some good ones. We got me and Warwick in the rematch of my first loss of the season. We got Fonz and Castro in a battle of playoff cusp records. Noe and Isaac on opposite ends of the spectrum, as Noe is sitting in second place and Isaac is at the bottom. So Noe really crawling out of tier 3 to get his way to the top right now. Scott and Miller in a rematch. Scott has a little playoff hopes. Miller still trying to play spoiler. William, you face off against Joe in a tier 1 matchup. And in the other big tier 1 matchup, maybe the biggest heavyweight match of the week, 5-3, Jose, you are up against 6-2, Justin.
I really like these. Like, you play everyone in your division in the first 5 weeks of the season, right? But by then it's like you're placed in a division based on the prior year, and then it's like you don't know kind of you hope of where your team will want to go, right? But like you don't exactly know how it's going to shake out. Once you get past the first 6 weeks, the first half of the season, that's when things start to separate and you're like, okay, so these division matchups on the back half of the year, you know, start to mean a little bit more than what they did in the first half. So yeah, a little bit more serious now.
Mm-hmm. Implications are higher. Just to refresh, this was week 3 that everyone faced off the first time. Warwick beat me in that week. Fonz, you were Castro's get right game. He was slow out of the gate, then popped 157 on you. You put up 137 and lost, Fonz. That's the kind of week it was. Jose, you won 101-92 over Justin. Noe beat Miller. I'm sorry, Noe beat Isaac 68-56. Scott doubled up Miller, and Joe beat you, William, 114-96. So now everyone knows where their revenge storylines lie.
I'm excited for this one.
Be going. Well, anything to talk about? Or are we just
get
getting
to
it?
Get
to it. All right, Castro, why don't you lead us off?
Get
I
to
refuse.
It.
I'll do it. I'm gonna do my cousin Inouye.
Hard on for him, man.
The 56-68 match last time.
Let's get it out of the way.
No, you better fucking break 100 again. I don't want to see you go to fucking 68 points. Week you're not playing me.
He's gonna
make fun of his baptism again. Make fun of his son again.
Damn.
Who made fun of his son?
Yeah, Fonz.
You did.
I made fun of the Lord.
Big difference.
Every day.
Not a good one to That's replace. Better. Yeah.
That's a better one.
All right. Noe v. Isaac. Right now, Noe's projected to win 93-85. Start on Noe's side. He got Jalen Hurts in for the QB. RB1 and 2 is J.K. Dobbins and Travis Etienne. Is Travis Etienne playing? Is he still kind of injured?
Limited. I Same thing. Limited in practice with a hamstring on Wednesday.
You hate the hamstring injury. It's always worrisome. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Easy to re-aggravate. Yep.
So even when they do play, you're just like, damn, any like little one. And I feel it always happens. Like they get in there and they play for like two quarters, and then like you see them like wobble to the sideline for a bit. Then we got the wide receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr. and Drake London. Mario knows all about that. Kyle Pitts, tight end. The flex options are Zay Flowers and what's this guy's name? DeMarcus Robinson. And then kicker.
David Robinson.
the kicker is Jake Elliott, and then Eagles defense. So let's take a look, skis, on the bench.
Recently acquired Jake Elliott. He's going back to his Eagle stack on kicker and defense. Shocking.
They win one game. Let's relax. Let's calm down.
It is the Jags, at least.
Nothing really on the bench. Pickens is on a bye. Boswell too is on a bye, so that's probably why he got the kicker. Ray Davis, I don't really like. I don't think you want to start either. Maybe Daniels over Hurts. Well, no, it's the Jags.
Yeah, it hurts against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I think.
Jaden Daniels, 13.4 in the first game against the Giants. That was his second game of his entire career, but still. The Giants, for all their troubles, they are pretty stout on that defensive line. They're good at getting to the QB. And he's got busted ribs.
Yeah, I think this one's set. Like, there's nothing I want outside of that lineup.
Nice and easy. Kendra Miller, Noe. Kendra Miller. Yeah,
don't do it.
I got nothing. Don't actually play.
don't actually do that.
It's just saying.
I'm trying to see. I don't like DeMarcus Robinson, especially now.
I was looking at who's available. Yeah.
Nobody grabbed Parker Washington, the new wide receiver one in Jacksonville, if Brian Thomas misses.
There you go.
Start two Jags.
It's a trap. I almost picked him up.
Is it a trap, William? Was it a trap last week when we told you to get Elijah Moore?
Yes.
Damn it.
It's a winning trap. He hates those.
Yeah, he doesn't like to win. All right. I guess, nothing really to change. I would leave it. I don't like that Robinson dude, but I mean, not really better options. I don't even like the Parker Washington guy, so leave as is, Noe. And then on my cousin's side for QB, Big Kirko,
Atlanta's finest.
I know. I just look at Fonz anytime.
Fonz likes it when we do that.
No, I don't.
He's gonna be him until I get the soundboard.
The running backs 1 and 2 are Chuba Hubbard, however Will says it, and then Zach Chuba Moss. Hubba.
Hubbard.
Yeah. Wide receiver 1 and 2 is JSN and Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua getting in the lineup, I like that. Tight end Sam Laporta, and then he got BTJ in there right now, but I don't know if he's gonna play. Was he limited? Limited practice today.
I think he plays.
Yeah, I think he plays.
Well, you got to start him if he plays. And then Xavier Worthy for the other flex option. And then Justin Tucker and the Chargers defense. Definitely not starting Anthony Richardson. Might as well just drop him. How long before Isaac gets pissed and does just like drop him out of anger?
Actually, if anyone wanted to buy, now is going to be the cheapest price you could possibly get for him. We all saw what he did to Fonz, although he cursed all the players. Yeah, he did.
You should be the one first in line, Mario.
Winning the game like TV. A 3-game losing streak. What
the fuck you talking about, dog?
9 points over there. Pittman. Actually, I kind of like Pittman with Joe Flacco.
Looking at that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Minnesota, though. Nope. Minnesota's D.
Yeah, that's true.
Is Metcalf playing again?
He did not practice today, so.
Yeah. I was looking at JSN as a blip. But,
I do like Pittman, though. If you could find space. I don't think so, though.
I don't think I like him enough. Definitely not Puka. It'd be JSN or Xavier Worthy, but Xavier Worthy against Tampa, like their defense sucks.
Agreed.
So,
may just be better off leaving.
So, leaving this as is.
There is Jonathan Brooks who put in a full practice, but I guess you got to wait and see it, right?
Too early.
Yeah. And then, you know, Isaac, he's playing with house money here. Actually, winning would be bad for him at any point. So, he doesn't have to overthink any of this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess don't change spoiler. Anything.
We need Noe to lose.
It is good to play spoiler, though, because Noe is 6-2, so it's a big deal.
Yeah, I want you to win. I need you to knock him down a peg, Isaac.
If Noah Pant is healthy or good to go, I think I would go with that over Laporta.
What the? Fonz, you wanted to play spoiler? Laporta, that's what you tell him?
Fonz, when's the last time you slept?
Noe Pant told me. Wait a minute.
I'm concerned.
Laporta on the bench, all right, and get Noah Fant in the lineup.
Do not fucking do that.
Why? Yeah, Laporta hasn't done shit.
Oh, to help Isaac.
He just did shit.
Lose.
He just had a good game.
No, he's saying for Isaac to.
Oh, win. I thought. Okay. Okay.
Laporta scored in two of the last three games.
Yeah.
Six catches on six targets last game.
Sure. Yeah. Fuck? Last three games out of what? What happened to the other games? How many targets does he have?
What is Noah Fant? What has Noah Fant done?
He has more targets than anybody or any of the other tight end options he has.
Anybody in the whole world. Noah Fant has zero touchdowns all season.
Okay, but he has more targets. And with the Lions, with how well they obviously don't need to be throwing the ball that much.
I want whatever. It's all reliant
on the running backs.
Fonz is on.
Whatever.
Jared Goff had 85 yards last game, and Laporta still caught six balls.
National tight end day, special feature. How many targets did he have?
Six.
Yeah, special feature. Look at all the targets before that.
Gone.
We're talking about now.
I'm talking about consistency.
Is it week three? Yeah, scored in two of the last three games.
Dude, barely two targets in the last game, and then one target with that one touchdown.
You know what? Yes.
Consistency. All right. Tight end 14 versus tight end 21.
Put him in. Yes.
Doesn't matter. Exactly. Yeah.
The guy doesn't score. That's consistent. Zero touchdowns.
Okay.
Anywho, don't do that, Isaac. Leave as is. This is
just no. Go ahead, Isaac.
Y'all are set.
He's gonna start Noah Fant just to be a fucking twat now.
Five touchdown game.
All right. I pick him anytime touchdown for this. For this one,
no offense.
I'm gonna say Puka Nacua.
You wrong, boy.
That was mine as well. I always do my own in every matchup just to see how well we align, and that was mine as well. So
I'm on it.
That will be making the list.
Who's who? What are y'all picking here, Fonz? Who's winning?
No,
I got Isaac.
Mario,
Isaac,
William,
Noe,
Deez.
Yeah, I think I'm. I'm taking Isaac.
The upset. Oh,
only Mario. Because of BTJ. But if he doesn't play, I would easily jump Noe.
Castro, who do you pick?
I pick my cousin too.
What the? What
God
the
damn!
I feel like Mario's doing it out of spite of Noe. You do it as a
what?
I don't know.
I'm doing it because he's starting Sam Laporta, Fonz. That's why.
Dude, he's gonna lose because of Sam Laporta.
Oh my gosh!
It's on record. We'll
go Noe. I got you.
Go Noe.
A nice one, William.
I mean, he does have two of the biggest pass catchers for Kirk Cousins, so I feel like they're going to cancel him out.
Don't change your mind.
I ain't changing shit, William.
Yeah, I don't like that we all, a lot of us chose Isaac. I'm going Noe.
Well, now you want to back out, Fonz?
Yeah, I'm jumping ship. Go Noe.
On to the next one. William? God damn.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, don't change your mind. To me, your brother does it and just bend over.
I don't know. Time LT film edit.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna choose Castro and my brother.
Oh, like dude, this. No,
damn, starting hard,
big brother.
That's how Fonz always starts.
So that's my secret. sorry, that was last episode. Castro versus my brother. Castro currently projected 104 against my brother's 88 points. Let's see what we got here. Castro side. Castro, you got Joe Burrow in. Alvin Kamara. Yep. Jahmyr Gibbs. Yep. Jamar Chase. Yep. Romeo Doubs. Yep. Njoku. You love him. DK Metcalf. Yeah. Jonathan Taylor, yes. McPherson, yes. Buffalo's D against Miami. Okay. You just picked up Buffalo's D, yeah?
I did.
Okay. So no Hop this week, huh? You don't want Hop in there somewhere?
It's possible. DK did not practice today, so like if there is a spot to fill, it is that spot. And it's between Hop. For me right now, it's between Hop, Palmer, and that Hutchinson kid.
Well, obviously Palmer, right? The 23-point potential.
He's the front runner, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? You talking about if Metcalf's out?
Yeah, Metcalf's out.
Oh, go Hop. Go Hop.
Yeah, I agree. Hop. Yeah,
no, just, when I see Tampa, you light up. Even Pat Mahomes can throw a touchdown on me.
I don't know. He's not throwing that many.
I wouldn't change anything on your side, Castro. Yeah, what do y'all think? Gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't think I would change anything else.
If Metcalf. Right.
Steelers on bye, so makes it easy.
Yeah, leave it. But if you have to choose between those two, like Hop isn't great either, but I don't think Palmer's very good or all that exciting. So I just don't think you have a lot.
Any hope for the Texan kid?
Nope.
I mean, maybe that'd be the biggest roll of the dice because Diggs is out, but that'd be the boldest play. But he hasn't done anything. One, like, he's out there running routes, but one target in these games. I know people have been saying to keep an eye on him, but Hutchinson. He plays the early game. You're gonna have to sit on that 1 point he gets you all for 3 days.
All right, on my brother's side, my brother has Bo Nixon. Okay. David Montgomery. Kyren Williams, of course. CeeDee Lamb, yes. You got Chris Olave in this week.
Yes.
Yeah. Kincaid. Okay. Cooper Kupp. I see you. Oh, and you have a flex option open. It's currently empty. Mm-hmm. Aubrey's your kicker and New Orleans defense against Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why not? Currently on your bench because you have one slot to fill. You got Buck Irving. Maybe Troy Franklin. DJ Moore. And Dontavian Wicks. What do we got here? Maybe Buck Irving.
That's kind of where I'm leaning towards.
That's what I'm thinking. You're thinking about sitting Dak and putting in Bo Nix. Yeah. It's Baltimore.
Bo Nix is my starter from pretty much here on out.
Whoa.
Till further notice.
He's doing great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say Buck Irving in your flex spot. What do y'all think?
Yeah. He's the primary option on the bench, followed by, for me, probably DJ Moore. But yeah, I think Bucky Irving is the safer one.
Bucky Irving, safer floor. DJ Moore, higher ceiling. It's just so scary with Caleb that you don't know which Caleb's going to show up. Arizona, you could throw on, but is he going to get touchdowns? Is it going to be Keenan Allen? Is it going to be Adunze? Is it going to be DeAndre Swift? And yeah, I don't know. So Bucky's a safer play. He plays Monday night. DJ Moore plays at 3. See how those noon games go. If you're behind by a lot and you're like a projection drops like more than a 20-point underdog, I'd probably go DJ Moore.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because yeah, I would need to aim big if I'm falling behind. But most of my games are not until I got three players going at noon. Four players. Okay. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Both have had a QB and wide receiver one go. Like, you'll have a little bit of an idea. That'd be my thought.
I like the Monday Night Football aspect of this.
You wanna go, Bromeo?
Anyway, Bucky Irving in a lineup right now.
Put him in, dude. Lock it in. Noon. Lock it in, fine.
Until afternoon. Check it like 3 o'clock because that kickoff is 3:05. So you got to make a call like 2:50. Set an alarm.
Question. Question. Castro, back to you. Is there any thought to play the Jets defense against the Texans over the Bills against the Dolphins? Like, I know the Jets all around have been kind of pretty terrible, but I think if there's any point to kind of turn things around, and if they do find momentum, like, now is the point to do it. Now is the time to take the stand. And after, you know, last game, like, I would think it could happen. And maybe the defense could be better than what they've been. Right. And so, I don't know. I'm just kind of eyeing that matchup, but I don't know if you're doing the same.
I thought about it because they don't have any weapons really, but CJ Stroud's just a good QB, and the Jets are in some kind of a funk, and I don't want any part of it until they fix it. I do think they'll turn it around. There's a lot of talent on that defense, but until I see it, I think I'm okay with waiting for a bit. And I do like the Bills against the Dolphins. They've already played, and I think the Bills like scored 18 points on them, something like that. So
that was
week two.
I just checked their scores last year. It was 9 one game and 12 the other. So they've yet to be like truly burned by Miami.
Yeah, so I'm sticking with that for now. I'm streaming until the Jets get their shit together.
I don't know, man. Like, CJ Stroud's a good quarterback. He just hasn't been like he's not lining up to, or he's not what he like. He's not doing as well as he did his rookie year last year. And looking at his like last couple weeks, like, yeah, I mean they're normal, I guess. But it looks to me like he's struggling. I don't think the Texans as a whole is struggling. It's just I don't know, something about that game tomorrow night, and we'll find out, right? It's just kind of what I'm thinking.
No, I'm staying far away from the Jets until they figure it out. Until they promote Braylon Allen into starting running back. That's the only thing that would make me start a Jet.
Yeah, I read that.
Not my team.
Okay. Well, for my touchdown, I'm gonna go Kyren Williams here. Keep it consistent.
Was that in line with EDs?
Yeah.
Dang.
Ooh. All right. And I'm going to choose my brother to win this week.
Damn.
These, what do you got?
Castro.
No. Mario?
I didn't look super close.
What are you doing?
Okay. Man, you know how much I do while you guys are fucking talking. I pick Castro.
Damn. I'm your only believer. Once again, either I'm going to get them all right or all wrong this week.
I'm sure that makes fans feel confident. No in between.
Who got next?
I'll take it. I'm going to get this one out of the way. We have Miller taking on Scott in week 9, starting on Miller's side. His projection's currently 67. And we're starting at the top with Matt Stafford in at quarterback, Tank Bigsby and Antonio Gibson in at running backs, Darnell Mooney and Tank Dell in at receiver, Evan Ingram in at tight end. And actually, Evan Ingram is probably the number one option. Assuming, or if BTJ doesn't play, like in that offense, it's probably Evan Ingram. In the flexes, we have one open and the other belongs to Sir Alec Pierce. And then Chargers kicker and Giants defense. On the bench, who can we plug in? Did that just happen?
What?
Maybe I just skipped over that flex because it had zero, but Ricky Pearsall, I'm noticing, is in there. I think I just skipped over his name. So still stands. We have a flex to fill here. And looking at what he has available, this always makes me laugh. But he has options. Jalen Tolbert. Gabe Davis and Taysom Hill.
No.
Taysom.
Get my boy Taysom Thrill. Taysom
Thrill is my recommendation to plug in there, and I think he will honestly do that. He'll see the same thing. Don't know how much it matters. We know what Miller's playing for. All of these other names are not great.
You put in Gabe Davis. It's been a while since he scored a touchdown.
Listen to William. He knows.
Dude, he apparently played last week, but didn't do anything. Like, he was in on 16% of the snaps, but just record, like, logged nothing else.
I see that.
Shoulder.
Jesus.
Shoulder well, issue. Whatever.
That's why he's going to come back with a 2-touchdown game.
That headshot looks like he did get injured really as well. Proud.
That's right. Thank you, Mark. Well,
should be fine. Team.
It's not. I mean, you go back one more week, and it's not prettier.
Yeah, it's not much better. In that one random 2-touchdown game, Willie said, "I don't believe," and he was right. After that,
it's so funny. Like, I laugh because I don't know if he does this on purpose just to be funny, but anytime someone does anything great on his team, Miller, he puts them on the trade block. And I feel I don't know if it's just his humor, because he, like, to me, I'm like, no one's gonna buy. Like, we're, you know, into year 10, we're heavily invested into our teams, we know kind of when to jump on things and when to give it a couple weeks, and I feel like we're all at the point where, like, no, we're not gonna react so quickly, jump on that, especially yeah. to someone like, you know, Parker Washington, look at William. Or whoever he posted on.
William thinks about it all the time, every time he posts.
What have I bought from Miller?
Fair you shot. Try. He just doesn't trade with you.
Yeah, I got a deal done.
There you go. See? Boom.
Step into my office, Miller.
That's it for that. Miller's side. Once he plugs in someone in that flex, he'll probably jump into the lower 70s, which would make him a 20-point underdog to Scott. In for Scott in at quarterback still is Jordan Love. Obviously, you know, went out with a groin injury last week. I don't know if that gets any better, but at the same time, I don't think he sits. So, you know, we can judge whether him or Herbert, but both are playing pretty tough defensive matchups. So we'll see. In at running back, Bijan Robinson and Brian Robinson. Those are good to go in set. Receiver, we have Jalen Waddle and Amari Cooper. Tight end, Trey McBride. Flexes, Cortland Sutton and Ladd McConkey. And then Bills kicker and Detroit's defense. I mentioned it, and I don't think it's much better, but Justin Herbert is on the bench. Obviously, Justin Herbert did much better than Jordan Love last week, but that was due to the injury. Jordan Love's taking on the Lions defense, and Herbert's taking on the Browns defense. And so I'm not sure which one's better, but I feel like a higher ceiling for Jordan Love, it would seem like, assuming he's healthy.
Yes.
What do y'all think?
I agree with that. It's going to be a score fest, probably.
With how well the Lions are playing, they're
going
to.
And the Lions don't ever stop. They just keep going. I don't care how much they're beating you. They will, quote, bite your kneecaps.
And Cleveland has a little bit of confidence now. They're just like, they always have like tough, brutal, grinded out, dirty games. Just like, if either of these matchups has a landscape for points, it's going to be the Detroit Green Bay game, not Cleveland run heavy Chargers. Yeah, it's Herbert finally had the good game last year, but he was basically Pat Mahomes light before that. 14, 13, 11, 9, 11, 10. He just, yeah, it's love. It's love until it's not. Or you know what? He should pick up Jameis if Love can't go.
Someone, I think Joe picked him up. I'm pretty sure Joe picked him up. Yeah, so I don't think that's available.
Oh, I thought that was in game.
Well, there's always Joe Flacco.
Oh, yeah. There's always that. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. I mean, like, Scott has some options, one option on the bench. Roma Dunze is the only name that kind of stands out, but even then, wide receiver 63 on the year. Hasn't really been consistent, and bump that up against the names he has in his starting lineup. I don't think I would prefer Rome over any one of those names. And then, I mean, outside of that, you're looking at pretty much non-existent Tyler Boyd and Mike Williams, who aren't really doing much. So Rome's the only name, but again, I don't think it's worth calling out to start Rome over anyone else that we currently have. So I don't have anything else on this matchup, but unless Miller surprises us, I think Scott takes this one pretty easily.
I also choose Scott. I wouldn't change anything either.
Yep.
Scott.
Oh, landslide. And for my anytime touchdown, I am going to go with Bijan.
Did y'all pick a touchdown on the last one?
Mm-hmm.
It was Kyren. You know you have two Rams now, Puka and Kyren?
Fuck, never mind. Good point. Thank you. Oh, no. My other one that I wrote down before we started this was Alec Pierce. And now I'm scared that I said that out loud.
Damn. Nice one, William. Fuck up everything. Just kidding, William.
I don't want to bet on anyone on Miller's side to score a touchdown.
Stick with what you're the first option that you had.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right, I'll take the next one on my list, which is you, William. It's you and William. Joe. William and a tier one matchup. Now, your wins losses don't mean a ton, as we said. But
it
just
still does.
It
means nothing.
All right, never mind. It matters.
I'm going for more than 5 wins.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. Before we dive in, Jose, you were talking about Miller and his trade deadline or his trade block players and him putting them up. That made me curious about the trade deadline because I know Guillotine's trade deadline is this week. Announcement that I just looked it up. Ours is at the end of week 10, which is next week. So you have to get any trades in before the Monday night football game of next Monday finishes. So that's about 10, 11 days. So we've got two more Sundays of, you know, players are ripping ACLs, players getting injured, players getting hurt.
Step into my office, teams. Justin.
And needing to make that final push.
So you get an injured player?
What the fuck is in your office? He should step in.
I got plenty.
He's going to step in to set his injured players there.
The ICU.
I got medical benefits.
Get the best rehab.
Okay, going. Like, what's up? What do you need?
Yeah, think of it as a deadline, trade deadline, 11-11, November 11th, 11 p.m. Eastern.
There you go.
11-11.
All right, William, starting with you, we got Sam Donald against the Colts, Kenny Walker, DeAndre Swift, Josh Downs, Jacoby Myers. Hey, almost like this is what you should have set up last week. Cade Otton, Elijah Moore, empty flex, we got you there. Jay Bates at your kicker, and Patriots D against the Titans. Yeah, you're probably fine with that. All right, your only flex options, you've been busy. Rashid Shaheed is dead. You can't use him.
He is.
Rashad Bateman going against Denver. You don't love the defensive back matchup there. Why'd you sign Adam Thielen? Because he can't play? Oh, because he practiced?
He gets a bump up if he comes back. He bump up on the depth chart.
Right, with Deontay
Johnson.
Speaking of Deontay Johnson, Rashad Bateman will not get all the attention, I don't think, anymore. Now it's going to have to be spread a little bit more.
Yeah, he probably just fell... but that seems that it's like a worse version of the Packers, right? Because you got Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman,
Mark Andrews, Isaiah, like
Deontay Johnson. Yeah, those two guys, and then King Henry, and then Lamar himself. Dude, you want Lamar, you want Henry, everyone else, you're just praying.
I think if you had one last, I think you have one last week of Rashad Bateman, and then he's gone after this
against Denver.
But it's I mean.
What else is he going to start?
Jatavion Sanders.
You laugh. You wait.
He was doing well 3 weeks in a row before he played Denver, ironically.
I feel like my brother wants this to work so that he can offer and ask for a lot from Justin.
I would sell him for cheap before he starts getting really good, Justin. You better, once he starts scoring touchdowns, he's going to get higher.
Where
you get
talking
up your cheap now?
Sanders.
Damn, William. I don't know. I'd play Thielen just off of veteran. Dude, I thought he was done for the year. This is crazy. I thought his whole career was over. I played Thielen just because when Bryce Young did play, he kind of honed in on Thielen, and there's no Deontay anymore, so that like connection might be there. I'm terrified of Bateman. I might go Charbonnet and just pray that he's the one in when they punch in a touchdown. Because he plays like half the snaps.
He did score a touchdown last week.
It's just a prayer that he scores.
Well, for now, I have.
You could pick up Wandale. You can get 9 catches for 40 yards.
Nah, William, nah. Don't listen to us now. You got this.
Shut your mouth, dude. Yeah, I'll put in Thielen for now until.
I think he's my one.
We'll find out if he plays this week. This is the only thing.
You need points, William.
And Thielen will give me that. If he plays. If not, I'll put Bateman in.
Yeah, I'd make Bateman the two reluctantly, just by default.
Just remember, William, you're not out of playoff contention yet.
Oh, I know that.
That's right. You need points, man. Anyway, anyone else have a strong feel on that flex
Bateman
spot?
Everybody noticed Castro, how he fucking flips sides.
What?
Very good at flipping sides. Don't give him hope. Don't give him hope, he said. And then you just go and give him hope.
Damn, dude. I didn't have to. He had it already.
Exactly. It was never lost.
Yeah, Fonz. Unlike you. Think your brother's hopeless? Fucked up.
I think I'm with Castro on Bateman. I do think you probably have one more good week of anything worthy of like startable numbers. I feel like it's a risk, but looking at the other options, I don't know, man. And like, I don't know if y'all saw it, and we can get to this when we get to my matchup, but this could be another one of those bullshit reports, but like Deontay Johnson, there was a report on him earlier that he's getting work in on punt returns with the Ravens, and that John Harbaugh, their head coach, had told reporters that he'll be considered for the return game, and he got some work in as a punt returner. And it's being reported that he's the wide receiver 3 in that offense. And so that kind of sounds kind of like the whole, like before, prior to the season starting, Kyren Williams, like, oh, he's going to be featured on punt returns. He's going to be a punt returner. It could be a distraction. It could be a play on, you know, to keep Denver on their toes, but I don't know. I feel like Bateman has the better opportunity this week than your other options.
Who did they say that
Deontay
about?
Johnson.
It's going to be the... Oh, really? Just for week one or for his whole...
Yeah, that part they didn't get into, but I didn't realize that because it's like kind of buried. Like it's a second or third update within the player news and sleeper. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what? But then why would they trade for... Yeah. Why would they trade for him? Like if they don't need him, if he's the wide receiver 3. So like on one hand, it doesn't make sense. But on the other, I'm like, well, maybe it's just this first week for him to kind of like learn the system. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
It's the first week.
Well, hopefully Thielen plays. Over to Joe's side, we got Jared Goff against Pack, James Conner, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams. Oh, sorry, I was looking at his ridiculously long nickname under the
thing there. I thought you were going to pull a Castro there with
pull of me. Coop. Don't act like that's not your brother. God, who? I hate you, Franz.
Devontae, what?
Damn.
Who?
Yeah. I don't know what Castro was talking about. You thought I couldn't read?
Yeah, because you did a long pause. I thought you were going to do what Castro does.
I thought you were
Devontae who?
Name.
Who? No.
Trick him.
Terry McLaurin, Travis Kelce, Austin Eckler, Chase Brown, Younghoe Koo, and the Ravens defense. Names of note on the bench. Famous Jameis? I don't think so. Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, and really that's it. Yeah, really, that's it. I'm going to point out that I don't think the Ravens' defense is all that. I think everyone kind of looks at that and doesn't really think twice because we're looking at their past years, but they don't have a single game in double digits. They're ranked 22 on the entire season. So I know they're playing Denver, but their pass defense is not good. Now, do they get to the rookie anyway in Bo Nix? Be interesting to see. You're probably not super scared of him, so you could probably write it out, but I'd probably shop for another defense. That defense would probably not be the Packers against Detroit this week, but yeah, be on the lookout for that.
Don't tell him that. He's going to store 4 defenses for the remainder of the season now.
Actually, I have 3 on my roster right now.
Yeah, I was thinking in my head, how many do I have? No, I have 2. I have 2. Just kidding, Joe.
I usually keep 1. But I didn't like Denver against Baltimore this week, so I picked up a different one. Now I'm two players over the limit, so I'm going to cut one eventually. So, Noe, whichever one I drop, you should grab. I'm sorry, Joe, whichever one I drop, you should grab. That second flex, Austin Eckler, I just don't like. 5.82, 6.8, yeah.
Kind of falling off the fantasy map. Like, he's there. Mm-hmm. He, yeah. You know, but just.
It's Brian Robinson.
He's been the guy. Old, too. Like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost 30.
I'm looking at Darius Slayton's 100 receiving yards last game against Pittsburgh and thinking maybe Turd Ferguson gets a little more involved. He had 8 targets last week, and he goes double tight end. How did he get 8 targets, 6 catches, only 23 yards? He went nowhere.
Yeah,
any of those catches. Our Sterling Shepard, I don't really like against the Chiefs.
William says to start him.
Y'all think just roll with Eckler?
I think so. Yeah. I don't think you change that.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're going with Darius Slayton and Danny Dimes against Washington.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I would play Slayton over Eckler.
Week 2, Slayton over Eckler. 3 catches for 33 yards in week 2, 3.3 points. Yeah. I'd go Slayton too. Just it's a Brian Robinson show. It's like they're not even thinking about putting Eckler in near the goal line.
And Jaden Daniels like often rushes, right? I don't know if he's done the like the goal line QB sneaks or anything like that, but that's another probably reason why Eckler's not as relevant as he's been. Is just one, yeah, he's older. There's a better younger option in front of him, and they have a mobile quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I go Slayton, but I don't love either one of them. Anything else on either of these two? Boys?
Boy, nope. So.
Good luck, Joe.
Damn.
It was just good luck to Joe. Joe is a 10-point favorite on the projection right now. Wow, Thielen even has points. Cool. All right, pick a time. Starting at the top, Castro.
Joe. Sorry, Will.
Go.
Jose. Fonz.
I got my brother.
Big surprise.
I would go with Joe.
Teddy?
Oh, yeah. Austin? No,
let me up your odds.
Let me up your odds.
Man, you know he's been hot lately. Give me DeAndre. We'll ride the Swifty train.
Why'd you have to choose one of my players? We can't jinx one of his.
Like James Conner. I was also looking at James Conner. Mm-hmm. Or Aaron Jones, AA Ron.
James
Conner. It's too late now.
Is it too late, William? You look asleep.
All right.
Two more.
Who we got left?
Me and Jose, yep. I think.
Okay, yeah. I will do that.
Who are you doing?
I'll do. Who's going to finish off?
I think it has to be me.
Castro.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. Okay. All right, I'll just take the top one I see here. Mario versus Warwick. Mario right now projected 107 points to Warwick's 84 points. Mario stands at 6-2. Warwick stands at 3-5. What was the? I'm pretty sure you won the last time you guys met, right?
No, this is where I didn't start Caleb, and it cost me.
So
one of those two is because of work, and my team don't forget.
And you have Caleb Williams in your lineup as of right now. We're not making that same mistake twice, right?
Not even close.
All right. Well, let's start up on your side here. We got Caleb Williams, Derrick Henry, and Breece Hall for your RB1 and 2. Got Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown for your wide receiver 1 and 2. Your tight end, you got Mark Andrews. And then on your flex, we got Jaden Reed and Tyreek Hill. Kicker, you got Washington's kicker, and you got Denver's defense in your lineup.
That defense is actually going to be either Washington or Tennessee. I just can't move them yet.
Okay. Surprised you don't have Tucker Kraft in there. Are you considering that?
Detroit is ranked first in defense against tight ends, so negatory.
But what if, hear me out, what if I told you Sunday is Tucker Kraft's birthday?
Damn.
Ooh.
It's not National Tight End Day. Damn. I'm not buying it.
Okay.
I'd still say Tucker Kraft. The Detroit Lions are going to score points. They're going to have to throw. They're going to score fest. But whatever, dude. You like to lose two in a row. Go ahead.
You're not.
You can't even pick right between Burrow and Baker. Yeah, every
there's no need to get aggressive.
Whoa, yeah, no, dude. No.
Not aggressive, just spitting facts.
You were getting aggressive.
Not up in Fonz's turn.
I'll show you aggressive, Fonz.
Oh, God, he's showing his dick.
Now he's slapping him with it. Oh, my God.
It's yeah, I mean, these two have been a roulette. It's like it's sort of like your Kyler Russell Wilson thing back in the day, where I'm just not overthinking it. I look at the matchups and I saw first on Detroit on that defense. And again, I'm really happy with how Kraft has been doing when I played him, but they just have so many pass catchers. And maybe if they're really good at guarding the tight end, then just not a fan. Denver, they're mid, they're ranked 16th. So, you know, Andrews has been a little steadier. My expectation is 4 to 5 points out of either one of them. Touchdowns, gravy. But I'm going to stay away from that number one ranked defense for now.
What's the? I'm just curious. What is the Vegas odds of like the total points for the Detroit Green Bay game?
48.5.
Wow, I think it's going to be under than that.
Under.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was trying to look at like. I was looking at player sheets, you know, it has like their height, their weight, their birthday. And I caught like, oh, November 3rd, that's Sunday. Like whose birthday is that? And it was like Tucker Kraft. And I was like, that's on Mario's team. And I was like, and I noticed you didn't have him in. So I was trying to make a case backed up by stats, like game history, defenses. And I couldn't find anything. And I also caught that they're going against the Detroit Lions, who's, you know, great against the tight end. So I was like, fuck, I have nothing else other than it's Tucker Kraft's birthday on Sunday.
It's his birthday. So I was like, okay. Well, and how many times do we hear that on the broadcast? Exactly. Like, oh, on his birthday, Tucker Kraft.
And that's why I wanted to look at it. Like, keep a note on player birthdays when determining parlays or like, should I start this person or that person? Because exactly that, you hear Scott Hansen all the time call it out.
That's
like,
how you won $1,000. So keep it going. Yeah, it's not an order that bet, right, Mario?
Yeah.
National Tight End Day, not birthday.
No, it's fine. Leave him.
Yeah, we're going to let you.
Talking to your mic, dude. God damn.
Fuck you, you hear that?
whoa. Again.
Yes, I heard it better.
Again. No need to get aggressive.
Shut the up, Fonz.
I like how you actually cussed right before that, and then you're like, no, I'm not actually cussing.
We're at PG-13, he only gets one.
I'm not really afraid of Miami's defense either. I feel like Shakir should be in there.
For who, though?
Yeah.
Those guys are all studs.
Yeah, I mean, all you don't want to... Yeah. You're good.
Which defense you want? You like the Giants? I'm sorry, you like Washington against the Giants, or you like Titans against New England?
I like Washington against the Giants all day.
I like that, too. Washington. Danny Dimes seems like he's one game away from getting benched. It's just they're unraveling.
That would actually kind of scare me if he does get benched in the middle of the game and then comes in.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Italian
Tommy just comes in and lights it up. That I'd be very afraid of that.
I wouldn't be afraid. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, I don't really got much suggestions for you. Just you got a lot of options, so that's good. That's why I'm just trying to talk about Tucker Kraft and Shakir with their matchups. Even Javonte Williams against Baltimore, like it's not. I know it doesn't look great, but even you just said you're not too much afraid on that defense. But you're good with what you got. So maybe just the tight end is probably the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, I'm just gonna ride the rankings
and the wave, right? Mark Andrews touchdown in each of the last three games, like yeah.
What the fuck? He scored three straight. Oh my god!
No, don't you fucking change him?
No, Mark Andrews did. Mark Andrews has scored three straight.
Oh no, he knows.
I know. I didn't realize.
He knows what that means. Don't you do it, Mario.
You were just giving me shit earlier about riding the hot and about Laporta with him as the hot ends. No.
Whatever with fits it. His agenda stay in with that it. Moment. Yeah.
Did you not just hear you said
the narrative?
What? Damn.
All right, done with me.
Yeah. We're excited. We got Mahomes, James Cook, and Alexander Mattison, RB1 and 2. Why does he? I mean, I understand Madison, sure, but God, do we have other options here?
Tyrone Tracy, dog.
There you go, that's right. But concussion protocol.
He's already in.
T. Higgins, Malik Neighbors, wide receiver 1 and 2. Hunter Henry is tight end. And on his flex, he has Keon Coleman and Tyrone Tracy. Looks like he really got him in there. He's got the Chiefs kicker and
we need a defense. The
Niners defense, which is on bye. So
Mario's got defenses.
He has no choice. Oh, drop shit. Start Mario. Mahomes.
I ain't dropping one till 11:57.
He's gonna be eyeing your team now. So QB, obviously you don't trust Aaron Rodgers right now to do anything big. And so they're playing again in the spotlight. Yeah, stick with Patrick Mahomes on this one.
Yeah.
You got Emmanuel Wilson, McLaughlin, Algier against the Cowboys. Maybe that might be a good one over Madison. But you're not afraid of Cincinnati's defense either on this one, so maybe you're just good to stay with what you got there. I guess Tyrone Tracy is just the only one that we don't know his status. So Algier will probably plug an easy plug in there. But then we got Calvin Ridley and Jerry Jeudy. Would y'all considering those options?
No. Not Calvin Ridley.
I mean, Calvin Ridley just fucking exploded, didn't he?
He did, but
which means that which means he won't do anything this
game. I mean, 15 targets? Who's playing? Is it Will Levis?
No. Mason Rudolph. Well, I guess Will Levis was still injured last week, so maybe.
Limited to practice on Wednesday.
No, I think they would stick.
If it's Mason, you think they would stick with him even if he's healthy?
They might. Like, I don't think Will Levis has done enough on the field to go back into the game over Mason Rudolph. Like the Titans are just trash all around. But
right, that's the thing. It's like where are their priorities at? Do they want to see what they have in this kid and whether or not he's a franchise guy? Or are they going to ride Mason Rudolph for no reason when they know he's not the franchise guy?
True.
If they're like not even competing. So I don't know if he's a starter or not, like no matter what. But if it is Mason Rudolph, the point is anyone who targets a guy 15 times, I would ride that.
Yeah, you do like the targets. So yeah, just T. Higgins, I see a questionable tag on him. Looks like he was not in uniform today at practice. So did not participate. So we got to watch that. So T. Higgins and Tyrone Tracy are the ones that were questionable here. We plug in Ridley and Algier. Obviously we're going Ridley for sure, right? Is what we're thinking here.
If Tracy doesn't play, yeah.
Tracy and T. Higgins, because he's also questionable.
Then yes. Wait, Ridley and Tucker or Ridley and Jeudy? Sorry.
No. I would say we have Algier, Ridley, and Jeudy as our options for plugging in over Tyrone Tracy and T. Higgins. So I'm just trying to – for me, I think Algier and Ridley. That's what I would probably go with.
I don't really like Alexander Mattison, but
I like him more than anyone he has on. Well,
right.
Yeah. I like him more than anyone he has on his bench currently or available to go in flex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just that's something you got to watch out for. Work. don't think anybody else has really other suggestions here.
Not me.
All right. I got...
Get a defense.
Wait till Mario drops one.
You can wait a long time.
Yeah, I got Mario winning this one.
Also got Mario.
I'm also going to say Mario.
Yeah. Teddy? Yep.
You're going to fuck this up?
Yeah, I really wanted to go Breece Hall, but they're just playing bad right now. I like AJ Brown with the against Jacksonville. Wow. AJ Brown.
All right.
Well, sorry, Deez. Looks like not this week either. All right, last one. Finish strong. Now, I'll ignore that last notification.
Nope. Can you please pull it up?
No.
We have a new team name.
It means something, please.
It actually hasn't updated on mine.
You fool.
You would get it. We have Big Evie Energy. Who's that? Versus White and Stroud. And again, do not adjust your screens. That is a white CJ. That is a white. It's not your eyes playing tricks. Justin did take the time to make him white. So do not be fooled.
On the company dime.
Do you know if Justin listens to us?
I hope he.
I know he listens to his. He'll find his. He'll listen to it. And he goes, I'll listen the rest if I have time. Between you and me, I don't think he ever gets the time. I think but yeah, the Big EV Energy. Does anybody know the backstory on that one?
No.
It's definitely a personalized attack on.
Oh, yeah, no, yes. Yeah, you did.
On the podcast. That's right. The story on the podcast. Yeah. Well, fair to say, Jose remembered. And well, even further, Jose was posting on Instagram. Yeah, you haven't been here, so they haven't told the story. Jose was posting on Instagram just various photos from his trip. And one photo in particular had popped up, and Justin took the time to watch Jose's story and leave a comment, which he screenshotted to me of Jose. I was trying to find the photo. It was Jose just kind of sitting with the mountains of Ecuador behind him, sunglasses with like a nice bottle, like a nice brunch thing sitting in front of him, and his coat and his jacket and hair all combed, and he's just posing with the sunset behind him. And Justin sent me a screenshot of his comment. He goes, Big EV Energy.
Big EV Energy.
He sent it to Jose, and Jose said he got a pretty good kick out of it.
I was cracking up, and I was like, yeah, that's fair.
Got a big truck. Big EV Energy.
Big truck guy.
So, yeah, this is the EV match, I guess it's fair to say. You've been waiting on this rematch.
Anyways, let's jump into it. Let's start on D's side. D's got at the QB position. Josh Allen, a lot of green on D's side. RB's 1 and 2 is Saquon Barkley and Devon, not David.
H-N. Thank you for clearing that up.
Wide receivers 1 and 2, Keenan Allen and Garrett Wilson. Brock Bowers makes the tight end start this week. In the flex, we have Ramondre Stevenson. And Kareem Hunt.
Mario said it was going to be a competitive game, so I'm putting him in.
3 points. Somehow the Titans are favored. I don't really know how.
This is going to blow out the Patriots. Mason Rudolph. Yeah. This is going to be competitive. They just blow them out.
Tell me why.
I'm just telling you the pattern. It's 8 for 8 so far. Every game they're within one score, Ramondre has double digits. Just a fact.
I don't know this guy's first name, but I think it's Reichard. Is that how you say his name?
Will? Yeah. Will. That's Reichard. How I say it.
Will.
Or we could just say Minnesota's kicker.
No. No, people should know who that is. Give him credit, Fonz. Damn.
If you forget next week his name, I'm going to throw his back in your face.
I've seen his name a lot, actually. and then the the Vikings defense, which has been like a solid. Are they defense number one on the year? They have to be.
They were going into last or before last week, and then they only had 1 point against the Rams, so they got bumped to defense number three. But
interesting.
Yeah, that's because they. I mean, Mario called that like they had a short week, only had 3 days after having a hard game.
Teams that play the Lions do not fare well the week after, and let alone 3 days rest as it comes out.
Yeah, that's fair, and I heard that. And then at the time, I did see the Lions on the like available to pick up, but I was like, man, last time I did this, the Vikings were fine. Like last time, I was like, they have a tough matchup. Like it's not necessarily favorable for the Vikings to score or like put up, you know. Good numbers for fantasy, but I was like, I've sat them and then they did just fine and then some. So I was like, let me just start them. So yeah, could have killed me there.
Not a lot of options on the bench. I guess you go Ramondre. Yeah, I mean, I do like Christian Watson just because I think the Packers are gonna have to throw, but I don't like him that much. I don't like him as much as I like Ramondre.
Keenan like, Allen's the only one that I was like, I'm not sure. But I think I like Keenan a little bit more than.
I would. It depends. Is Mario starting Caleb Williams?
I am. Bench starting Caleb Williams.
Bench Keenan Allen right now. You are no part of that. There's not much on his bench, though.
Right,
it's Christian Watson.
That's it, basically. So,
yeah, I'm not trusting Deontay until you see whatever the hell's going on over there.
Mm-hmm. All these looks like Christian Watson, Keenan Allen, or Ramondre for me at least. You pick two out of those. I pick Keenan Allen and Christian Watson. I think the Titans are gonna blow up the Patriots.
Ooh.
You think the Titans are going to blow up the Patriots?
Patriots are kind of ass, too. Like, they just beat the Jets are ass.
Can I wait till you're wrong, Castro?
All right.
It's going to be funny if he's right.
Hey, that's an easy bet, then. They're 3.5-point favorites. That's an easy cover.
I would, too.
There you go.
Yeah, that's me. Y'all got anything for D's?
I think you're good. Leave me exactly.
No help from the
what brother. He has in there is pretty solid. I mean, he is. It's a solid.
Can't trust Watson.
I don't think he'll trust Watson.
Yeah.
Bauer power. Keenan Allen's going to score. It's not my game to call.
It's not, and I'm not going to say that one. So
it's going to be right. DJ Moore show shit. On my bench.
Joe Mixon should be the fucking pick. That guy scores every week.
All right, man. Justin's side. Lamar Jackson at the QB. RB's 1 and 2 is Josh Jacobs and Rashad White. Wide receivers, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Devontae Smith. At the tight end, it's Zach Ertz. The flex options are Joe Mixon and Tony Pollard. And then we got Myers. What's his first name? Jason Myers at kicker and the Texans defense playing against the Jets. Probably a good call. Let's see on the bench. Don't really care for anyone on the bench, really.
Really? On Justin's team? No
bench?
Well,
I guess. Yeah, no, I don't like him more than any of these guys.
Leggett or Lockett or Addison are usually the big three.
Yeah, no, I don't want any of that. Maybe I would stick it maybe Mostert.
Over White?
No, I like White better. Yeah.
Mostert is purely a touchdown play right now. Just hoping.
Yeah, no, I think Justin's locked at the moment.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Amazing.
Wow.
Did you guys see the news about his boy Jameson?
That he gambled. Or no, wait, he did. He's.
No, what happened?
Go ahead.
What, you trade for him?
No, what happened?
He's
right away,
he gets right back now, on. Right? Yeah, he's suspended right now.
Well, he had a 2-game suspension for a drug violation of some kind. Right. I think performance-based. And then the latest, Jameson Williams being investigated by police. They're investigating Lions wide receiver Jameson after he avoided, after a gun was found in his car. It was a illegal weapon on him. There was a report that came out that there was like a warrant out for him and people were watching concerned about it.
I'm laughing because Justin.
Dude, did he respond?
Oh, I was like, how does he know? Because the name changed. He fucking has it saved.
Well, he deleted it.
He put it up and he deleted it.
I see it on web.
I can't see it.
We're going to screenshot the screenshot.
Yeah. I can't see it.
You're fucked, Justin.
We saw you do that live. You know, Justin should have traded me.
Inception in here.
You did it.
Screenshot of the screenshot.
Deleted.
You like Justin.
Justin should have traded me.
We saw that live. Yeah. If we didn't see it live, it would have been gone.
Who should Justin have traded you? Jameson Williams?
Yeah, he should have done it when he had the chance, when I was interested. Because that would have sucked.
Because now he's not interested.
You sound like a girl that, like, the guy didn't get with. Oh, he's back. Should have had me. You had your chance. Now I'm gone. Oh. Fine, I'll delete it. Should have given him time. Damn it, I'm clicking the thumbnail and not the actual thing. So no suggestions for Justin?
Yeah, I'm going to take a screenshot of your deleted screenshot of Justin's lead.
Keep it going.
No.
Yeah,
any suggestions? No. Anyone else? I got nothing for you, Justin.
This is like the easiest we've ever had with Justin's.
All right. Not
very rare to have those moments.
For my anytime touchdown. I'm going to go. Who calls me? Who calls me? Nah, I'm going to go Joe Mixon. All right. Play it safe.
You should have gone David Achane.
Safe money makes money now. David Achane.
And I got D's to win this one. We got Fonz.
I got D's.
Mario?
Give me Jose in the EV revenge match.
William.
Justin.
Damn. These is right. I know Justin.
You're just talking all that shit about him with the trade.
The one guy. Joe Mixon's going to go off.
That boy is just trouble.
Oh, there you have it.
Jameson. We did it.
We did it.
Just over an hour, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Everyone have a good night. Big Willie signing out.
God.
Good luck. In week 9. Remember, trade deadline is at the end of next week.
11-11.
Pay close attention. 11-11.
Later, everyone.
Night, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, we didn't talk Halloween. Fuck, we should have done that.
Too bad.
Maybe next time. All right. Bye.
Bye.